So this is dramatic. So we're in Frankfurt Airport, and arrived from our flight from London, we saw there was a bunch of firemen and a faint smell of smoke in the air. So obviously there had been some kind of fire in the departure lounge, probably just a cigarette ashtray or whatever. But now they've started closing firewalls, and so we're kind of, I guess that's it, to contain the danger, and to some extent the victims within that area. There we go. So we are being evacuated. Well, that's good. At least they're not asking us to stay in this slightly smoky environment. So yeah, a day full of drama with delayed flights and frantic running to try and catch the next flight, and then being told that we're too late, and then someone's trying to set fire to us. Drama, lots of drama. Right, so 3, 2, 1, we're back in the room. It's about 8 hours later, isn't it?
I don't know when you started recording.
So, yeah. So we finally made it to Dresden. About approximately 9 hours later than we should have been.
Yes.
And having been frisked quite quite extensively by the German security on my second security check at
Frankfurt Airport. It's very thorough.
Yes. He was fingering inside my trouser waist, front and back.
Yeah.
Very bizarre.
Well, I got it twice.
And you got it as well. Wow.
Yeah, nothing you can say.
Beautiful
about
lady
that,
like
yeah.
You, I'd be frisking you more than twice. Given half the chance. No, you wouldn't. Anyway, the last thing that could possibly go wrong is that our baggage hasn't turned up. So now we're standing at the carousel waiting for the baggage.
Yeah, see if anything's made it.
Yeah. Now the kids are going to sit on the trolley, which means that when I do grab the bags, put them on the trolley, then the kids are going to get squashed.
That's okay, they'll notice. They'll get up in time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there seems to be 2 flights on here now as well.
Okay. Alright, I'm gonna have to.
I don't know why.
I'm probably gonna have to stop recording now in case my bags turn up.
I've got another conveyor belt.
Should we resume later with the with the final update?
Yeah. So.
We're tired, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're all very tired.
Yeah.
Sitting around for 9 hours in an airport that
we weren't
planning to.
At least Amelia managed to have a little nap.
Yeah. She did. We'll resume later.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so resuming recording. So just to explain the context of the whole thing. So we had a flight from Heathrow in the morning at a normal time in the morning to Frankfurt, and but unfortunately the plane was late arriving to Heathrow in the first place, wasn't it, Jana?
Yeah. That's happened, unfortunately.
Why was that? Do you know why it was late?
I think they said something about a thunderstorm over Kent. There wasn't one at the time, but air traffic control thought it would be prudent to divert the plane. So they arrived late, and then we set off about half an hour late.
Yeah, about 40 minutes or something.
Yeah, they thought that they'd make up the time. Because they can, the flights aren't actually that long, but unfortunately the problem with Heathrow to Frankfurt is that if you're a bit late out of Heathrow, you miss your slot in Frankfurt and then you've got to wait extra long to land there. And because we didn't have a lot of time for our connecting flight, because that's how Lufthansa in its wisdom likes to arrange it, we, you know, there was no contingency whatsoever. You have to arrive on time and go straight to your connecting flight. And so being that late, we missed the flight.
We missed the boarding time of our of the flight.
Well, we arrived just as it was leaving, didn't we?
Well, so the boarding was already completing, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the next flight, of course, was about 4 hours later, but there wasn't room for us on there. So they booked us into the other one, which was even another, you know, it was basically 9 hours later.
Yeah, quarter to ten in the evening.
Quarter to ten in the evening with two small children. So basically had to amuse ourselves in Frankfurt Airport for 9 hours. And try and get the kids to rest and eat and all this kind of stuff while avoiding being set fire to.
It's quite an eventful day.
But we did get our bags. They arrived actually soon after I finished recording.
The rest of the day actually worked. Once we got on that flight, it was all as normal. We just arrived a little bit later than scheduled at my mum's house.
Yes, absolutely. But at least we got to know Frankfurt Airport fairly well, didn't we?
We did. 9 hours. We managed to go around on that little tram thing.
Yeah, we went on that elevated railway.
And that's pretty cool. And what else did we do? And there's a big new McDonald's we went to.
Isn't it the largest?
Yeah, someone behind me when we came up the escalator said, "Oh, it's the largest McDonald's in Europe." I don't know. Is it really? It's just in a very big area.
It was big. It's got a big playground in the soft play thing in the middle. So if you are stuck in Frankfurt and you've got small kids, then go to is it Terminal 2? And there's a huge soft play area with the McDonald's on one side and some other restaurants on the other side. So there is stuff to do to keep the kids amused.
And there's a viewing area, even though I think they might charge if you need to go outside, but you can see it from the McDonald's area.
And because we had some compensation vouchers from Lufthansa that we could only spend in the airport
on
that day on food.
Yeah.
So we went to McDonald's and we ordered as much food as we could for our evening, because you ended up with tons of money left over, didn't you?
We didn't know, did we? I mean, I didn't know how much it was going to cost. It was, all I saw was that it was really expensive. It was a very hot day. We'd run out of water because, I mean, the security had taken the last water off us. So, I don't know how much food we would need, having to sit around there till 9 in the evening. Half past nine.
But by the time...
And he was only giving us money for one meal. And I said, well, we've got lunch and dinner. So actually, that's two meals, isn't it? We didn't spend it all in the end. But it was good to have it, because I did spend a little bit more.
But yeah, we had this... We ordered as much McDonald's food as we could. Entertain.
Don't get any money back. Add
another orange juice on there. So we added two bottles of orange juice, didn't we, at the end, and then we ended up having to leave them at security.
Yeah, but they gave us. Yeah, that was weird, because it was like, well, I can't accept it, but if you leave it over there, I can pick it up later. So I said, you know, we haven't opened this. Do you want it? And he was like, I can't accept anything. But yeah, if you leave it over there, I'll take it. He was actually very nice. He was very reasonable.
But I've never had before had to have two McDonald's trays for the food and drinks.
They didn't even give us everything, did they? Didn't they give us some extra, but they didn't give us. They didn't give us a little apple. They were supposed to give us apple for the kids, and they didn't, did they? And they gave us something else instead. And they gave us four burgers instead of two burgers or something. It was odd. Anyway, but one thing I have to say, though, when you go to McDonald's, Happy Meal in Germany, do Do they get some stupid toy from the latest film?
No, they don't get a plastic toy that makes some funny noise whenever you shake it.
Yes,
or whatever.
That you take home and then it gets quieter and quieter and Mummy has to pick it up and put it in a bin.
No, they give you books.
I know.
They give the kids books.
Actual
they were like
books.
Three books.
Yeah.
None of this, oh, there's a voucher on the side of your Happy Meal box that you can redeem on a Kobo book or whatever.
Yeah, or on a book of the film or something. No, they were actual books, proper stories, and one was a bit hard back about the human body. So, interesting educational. Obviously, the kids didn't look into it, but yeah. I was very impressed.
Yeah, good.
We should do that more here.
So there's a thumbs up for McDonald's.
In Germany.
In Germany.
Mm. Yeah.
Although they do give you mayonnaise instead of ketchup for your chips.
Did they?
Yuck.
But that's perfectly normal. Who on earth puts ketchup? No, actually, Germans put ketchup in there as well. Oh, no, actually, they do Pommes Rot-Weiss. So they put both on it.
Oh, I see. Potatoes.
No, pommes. Pommes, that's short for pommes frites.
Yeah.
Pommes.
Yeah, but pommes is potato in French.
Yes. We've taken over and then shortened. Because obviously we take it over and then we Germanise it.
What was that one? Parship. Parship.de.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah. Jetzt Parshippen. Oh, kill me now.
So the Germans have taken the word partnership.
Yeah.
And so for a dating site in Germany,
it
is called.
Yeah, to be fair, it was a name, not.
Is called Parship.
Yeah.
Parship.de.
Yeah.
Because all German websites are .de, so they've taken partnership and taken off the tne out the middle. They've taken out tne.
You can see why they did it though, can't you? You wouldn't want the tne in there.
Parship.
Yeah, they did Parship, and then at the bottom it said, Jetzt Parship.
So then they made a verb out of their own name.
Oh, dear. Oh. Yes. That was good. No, well, there are probably better examples where Germans take an English word and then use it in the wrong context. Like a mobile phone is a handy, for instance.
Hmm.
So that happens quite a lot.
Anyway, so if you hear on the news about the European tne mountain, you'll know why. It's because the Germans have gone around taking tne out of words. For no apparent
reason.
Only
one that we know of. Anecdotal evidence.
Hmm.
Where were we? Oh, what were we talking about now?
We were just explaining about spending time in Frankfurt Airport and all the observations. So there we are.
Mm.
That's it. On the way back, it was fleeting visit to Frankfurt,
else.
So it was fine.
Yes.
Okay, thank you all for listening. Toodle-boo.
Bye.